these mistrusts have been going, I mean, it's a while. I mean, one thing basically is that if you remember in December in 2007 when SPLM pulled out from the executive part of the government of national unity, and when there was an stalemate on the implementation of the RPA protocol and also implementation of other provisions within the CPA. And they think that the NCP is hindering or implementation of some of the provisions. And that's basically because there is no trust very clearly between the leadership of the SPLM and the NCP. And I think one of the main factors that has affected the implementation of the CPA in different areas. And I hope that this will be addressed very seriously by the two parties or the two partners, or otherwise the coming period is going to be very, very complicated.
What do you think are some of the key issues that need to be addressed right away?
I think one of the things that it needs to be addressed very quickly at the political level is to agree on the recommendations on the borders of 1956 separating the South and the North. They have also politically agreed on the results of the census. They have to agree on when the elections is going to take place. And also they have to agree on finding a final settlement to the Darfur crisis. I think if those issues are not really addressed and there is a sort of an agreement between the two parties, I will find it very difficult if the CPA is going to be implemented smoothly in the second half of the interim period.
Now, a report by Chatham House in London yesterday says that a possible collapse of the CPA could be very disastrous. And he said international attention on Darfur has diverted the attention from the southern Sudan problem. Now, what's your reaction to that?
In last October, a crisis group published a report and talking about the ingredients for a sustainable implementation of the CPA. And in that report, specifically, we say that the international community should draw attention that not to focus just only on Darfur and neglecting the CPA. People should go back again and focus on the implementation of the CPA. And I think I can concur with the Chatham House to say that, look, the two parties, plus the international community, should focus sincerely on the implementation, to support the implementation of the CPA, and therefore looking into the impediments and the constraints that I just listed earlier for the implementation of the CPA. But at the same time, without finding a final settlement to the four crises, I think the CPA, it will be very difficult to implement it, and especially the elections, which is supposed to widen the participation of the government and to give it a new legitimacy and also to work for the referendum. And the Darfur crisis, I think, if it is not resolved, it will be the key impediment to the stability in Sudan.